Welcome back to Juno Afternoon, and we're going to talk next about kindness. The Juno Kindness Festival is happening here, and we've got people who are excited about it, including Taylor Shea and Donnie Burris and Alexis Cram, all here as part of the Kindness Festival. Folks, welcome, everyone.
Thank you. Yay,
thank you
thanks
for coming
in. Us.
Absolutely. So tell me about this. This is a time to share your acts of kindness.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are so excited about this. Our Juno Kindness Festival is happening tomorrow. That is Saturday, January 5th, 12 to 4 at the Elizabeth Petrobras Hall. And we are so excited. We just want to celebrate Juno and the whole year of kindness toward kids and all the great organizations and all of the individual people that do so much for the kids here in town. We want to celebrate you. So basically, this is a festival to celebrate a year of kindness toward our kids here in town. We're going to have food and dancing and, oh, I can't wait to boogie. We're going to have dance groups and, oh, it's going to be amazing.
This is sounds like a big thing going on here, big event, right?
Yes.
This is going to be a blast.
It's going to be a blast.
So tell me a little bit about the idea behind kindness as the focus of this festival.
Yeah, so it's being hosted by Rock Juno, which is a community collective that stands for Raising Our Children with Kindness. For 2018, we've been putting on this Year of Kindness for Kids. So we took on the 2017 Year of Kindness that the JPD put on and focused it on kids. So throughout the year, we've been highlighting different sectors of kids and what resources and programs are available to them.
Mm-hmm.
So after this year-long project of doing all of that, we're closing out with this just giant celebration to just celebrate all of those organizations and programs and the kids that are in Juno. Just to give them a time and a space to really celebrate what's available to them.
Well, that sounds great. So tell me a little bit about how's this party going to shake down? How's it going to happen? Alexis, are you the one to ask about that? Tell me then what is your focus of what? Why are you interested in this festival and in the idea of kindness in Juno?
I'm an AmeriCorps member, so I'm here helping now, and I'll be over at the welcome table working there. And we're going to have a bunch of door prizes given out every 15 minutes or so.
Cool.
And then we'll be having a grand prize at the end.
Now, you're AmeriCorps members. I mean, you're from somewhere else in the world and you've come here to Juno.
Yes.
So where are you from?
I'm from Rhode Island.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
How many Rhode Islands can you fit into Alaska?
I've heard that question a lot. I don't know the answer, though.
I'm sorry. Well, that's exciting. Can you pick the state you want to serve in, or how does that work with AmeriCorps?
Yeah, you get to choose the state you want to serve
in.
I've always wanted to come to Alaska, so graduated my bachelor's, decided to take a year here, work over at in the health field, and then go back to school after.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming and helping out and being a volunteer here in Juno. It's exciting to have great energy come to Juno and people being positive and kind and working on great projects. So thank you for that. And Donnie, I'll turn to you a little bit more. Tell me a little bit more about if people go to this. So what's happening?
Got it.
Yeah.
So this is free. F-R-E-E. That's spelled free. So it's a free event. So bring your families, your kids. We'll have resource tables there filled with a bunch of nonprofit businesses and other resources that may be handy for kids. Zach will have a table. Youth Sports will have a table. Aware will have a table. JYS. So we're also having DJ Manu there to do the tunes.
Cool.
We'll have some dancing, some photo boots. We have, as Alexis mentioned, we have door prizes. We have gifts. Oh, my gosh. It's just going to be so much fun. We have snacks, healthy snacks. There'll be some dance partying happening, so bring your dancing shoes. And we just want to give back and just show all the kind people in Juno appreciation and celebrate them. So we'll have lots of things and activities for them to do. There'll be some face painting for the kids. And again, did I mention it was free?
Free.
Okay.
F-R-E-E, I remember you saying. Yes.
It's free. And it's like the big party before school starts on Monday. So bring out the family. Get one more good thing going on before the holidays
Sounds
completely
good.
End. And as parents, you can say, boy, I took you to a lot of cool stuff. Yeah. Am I the best parent ever right now? Like, you know, everybody needs those bragging rights, and all we're right. trying to help them do that.
Well, it's all happening on the 5th from noon to 4. It's at the Elizabeth Perachevich Hall. And again, music, Manu is going to be there. Dance, performance, snacks, prizes, fun, F-R-E-E, free.
Yes.
And it's a time to come share your acts of kindness and talk about that, and also just to celebrate a bunch of kind, good people in Juneau getting together with their families. And as you were discussing, kind of raising our children in an era of kindness. Mm-hmm. So thanks so much for coming in and telling us about it. Sounds like it's going to be a great event. Again, it's the 5th tomorrow. Starting at 12 o'clock at Elizabeth Perachevich Hall. It's the Juneau Kindness Festival. Have a great time at it, you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.